We are talking college basketball, specifically Houston Cougar basketball. We are joined by the head coach there. He is in his fifth season at Houston, AAC Conference Coach of the Year last season. Fifth Conference Coach of the Year award in his career. Houston over LSU last night. Big win, 82-76. They are undefeated, 9-0, 22nd in the coaches' poll. Houston is hosting St. Louis on Sunday. We are joined by Cougars head coach Kelvin Sampson. Kelvin, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing great, Jim. Always good to be on with you, brother.
Kelvin, always good to have you on. You and I have done this for a long, long time. Good to have you back. Let me start, Kelvin, with that win over LSU last night. You were down 10 at halftime, then down 15 in the second half, and then something happened. You start to dominate on the offensive glass. You outscore LSU 31-12 over the next 12 minutes to take that lead. What did that particular run tell you about this team?
I think just our maturity and our leadership. If you're going to have a good year and be able to battle through games like that, you've got to have seniors that buy in. They believe in the culture. They love, as corny as it sounds, they play for each other. They love each other. And I think that's what the team has developed. You know, when you go through, we're allowed to have them in June and, we put them through, tough weight training, conditioning. We get on them, we demand of them, but they go through it together, and I think they form an appreciation for each other. Then when you get in games like last night and you're down 15, you've got to have something to draw back from. And I think our foundation here has always been our toughness and grittiness, and I think offensive rebounds, getting every loose ball, making the extra pass, playing selfless. The team is starting to buy into that. And being down 15 last night, come back and win it. I just give a lot of credit to Galen Robinson, our senior point guard, and the toughness of our team.
Kelvin Sampson, my guest. In terms of Galen Robinson, Kelvin, he had 18. He said that when you were down 15, he heard some LSU chants from the crowd, and his reaction was, quote, "It really touched a nerve. So I was like, there's no way I'm quitting. No way are we losing this game," end quote. I mean, it doesn't surprise you, but what's it tell you about him as a competitor?
That kid's come a long way, Jim. You know, we've got a beautiful new arena. That crowd last night was incredible. We have a home court advantage now. But when we recruited Galen, all we had was a blueprint. We showed him pictures of what the arena would be. We sold him on a vision, and he bought in before we had any of this. We were coming off in our first year, we were 13-19, just building the program, just trying to, change the culture, the mindset, the attitude here. And, he started as a freshman. His freshman year, I think we won 22. Sophomore year 21, last year 27, and now this is his team. Last year Rob Gray, Devin Davis, who had some great seniors last year, but Galen is he's one of those kids that touches your heart. He's a Houston kid, Westbury Christian High School, about 5 miles from campus. He loves this city, he loves this university, he loves his team, and all that factors in, I think, to how he approached that our team and our game. When we went at halftime, the players go into their locker room, the coaches go a different direction into the coaches' locker room, and I could hear Galen through the walls talking to the team about keeping their head up. This 10-point deficit, ain't nothing. And he was really laying into a couple of them, too. And you got a leader that will hold his teammates accountable. Then all of a sudden, you have a player-coach team. And those teams are always the best.
Kelvin Sampson joining us. Also, you mentioned the atmosphere last night, the vibe. That was your 22nd straight win at the Fertitta Center, and it was really rocking in the second half. Kelvin, you talked about that first year and the challenges that you faced and the vision you had and that you wanted to build something. So you have built it. I mean, you're still in the process of building it out, but you have built it, and it's growing, and it's becoming a monster onto itself. What's it like to see the students in the community embrace that program the way they have and to see them in the building the way it was last night?
It's emotional. Last year we played all our home games at Texas Southern University. So, you know, we were renting somebody else's home that we called ours. But we won 19 consecutive games there, 15 last year, and then the first four there this year. Now we've won three in a row over the Petita Center, which makes it 22. But, you know, I knew that we would get this turned around in terms of support from the crowd when the students bought in. We played three games here, Jim, against Oregon, Lamar, and LSU. And the one section that has been completely full, packed, standing room only, has been our student section. Now, last night, there was not an open seat in the house, and you could almost feel it in that gym. That place was rocking. And now we have a home court advantage. When we were in Hot Fines those first few years, well, that first year, if we didn't have comp tickets for the families, we would have been in trouble. The second year, it got a little better. Third year, a little bit better. Last year at Texas Southern, you know, we had some great wins over there late. But coming over to the Petita Center, people are excited. And the thing I've noticed is the city is starting to buy in. You know, Alex Bregman from the Astros was there last night. Eric Gordon was there last night. Chris Paul called me early yesterday morning. He was going to come over with his brother and some of his friends, and I don't think he showed up. But it just shows you there's a vibe around Houston basketball now that's extending from our campus into the city. And now all of a sudden we're starting to become a hot ticket, and that's when you start getting things going.
We're talking to Kelvin Sampson, the head coach at Houston. You mentioned what it was like in that building and how emotional it was. When you talk about something emotional, after you beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater, there was a special moment where you walked over to Eddie Sutton to talk to him and you gave him a kiss on the cheek. What were those battles with him like back in the day, and what did that moment last week mean to you?
Oh, man. You know, when I first got to Oklahoma, Jim, I came from the Pac-10. It was the Pac-10 then. I was just a young guy. Eddie, to me, was a legend. There's so many great coaches in that league. Roy was at Kansas. Norm Stewart at Missouri. Eddie at Oklahoma State. And later on, Coach Knight at Texas Tech. Just a great coaches league. But the one coach that really challenged me was always Eddie Sutton, because they were our in-state rival. We played them twice every year. Both teams were always good. Both teams were always ranked. But he was one of those coaches that you knew if you didn't prepare the right way and have some kind of plan that you were going to get embarrassed, because he's an elite coach. I mean, it was really a blessing that when I got to Oklahoma that Coach Sutton was there, because he did make me a better coach. And I've always appreciated him. I've always respected him. I did get a little emotional when I went over to see him, because I didn't know what kind of health he was in. Sean and Scott, his sons, told me, I would always ask him, how's Coach Sutton doing? How's your dad doing? And they would tell me. But until you see it, I don't think I was prepared for that. And then when I got in the press conference afterwards, I got a little emotional. But that's because of the respect and love I had for him and what he's done for the game. You know, Eddie's one of those guys that influenced a generation of coaches with his style. You know, he's from the Coach Iba tree. And Coach Iba, for years, was the preeminent basketball coach in the country. And his tree extends so far down. Coach Sutton's tree does too. So nothing but respect. I know we were bitter rivals, and those games were, you said, well, you know, run your offense and, you know, get a good shot. We were just trying to get a shot. We played Oklahoma State. It was hard to get a shot against them. They were so good. But it's a great rivalry, one that I think was great for both universities, and something that helped shape and mold me early in my career.
Yeah, he brought out the best in you. Before you go, you're so right, Kelvin, when you talk about that league being a great coach's league. You mentioned Bob Knight. What was it like to go up against Bob Knight at that juncture of his career?
I coached against Coach Knight when I was a young guy at Washington State, and that's a very humbling experience when you're coaching against a legend and you're just a young guy trying to figure things out. He was a giant, a guy you looked up to. Him, Coach Sutton, I would put in the same category as they're just giants in the game. And there's always a little, when you're a young guy, and if you're being completely honest, you say there probably is a little bit of intimidation there. Here I am, young coach, kind of a nobody, and trying to scrap and claw and fight, get my team to do the same thing. And there's Coach Knight down there, there's Coach Sutton down there, and you don't feel worthy sometimes, Jim. That's the way I felt. But I think you learn from those games that, just prepare your team. You learn from them. Coach Knight did some things to our 1-4 offense that really helped me later in that year. Coach Sutton always did something defensively to take us out of our offense that I would try to use later in the year. So it was a very humbling experience, but also a very beneficial experience because whoever coached against them, not just me, anybody that coaches against Coach Knight and Coach Sutton, they're going to make you better coaches.
Kelvin Sampson, my guest, building something big in Houston. They are undefeated right now. They are 9-0. They're number 22 in the coaches' poll. They're at home against St. Louis on Sunday. That is a 3 p.m. Eastern start and a great come-from-behind victory over LSU. Kelvin, appreciate you very much. Always great to get caught up. Really appreciate what you're doing there in Houston, and let's make sure we do it again before the end of the season. Got to talk some more ball with you.
I love it, Jim. Thank you.
Kelvin, thanks so much. Always good to get caught up. Kelvin Sampson. I can't get enough of him. When he talks about what it was like on the way up, to go up and to kind of knock heads with, match wits with, and what a real thing to say at the very end. He said, look, if we're being honest, when you're a young guy coming up and you're going up against the likes of Bob Knight or Eddie Sutton, yeah, there's an intimidation factor, if we're being honest. And I'm sure young coaches would say the same thing about going up against Kelvin Sampson right now. In Houston, there is a buzz to that program. The Fertitta Center was bumping. Good energy. He built that thing out. He went there and did exactly what he said that he would do.